This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
All right, everybody out there, good evening. This is Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and we've got a powerful show for you tonight. It's The Power of a Body Double, shared by Greg Riccardi, and this is a real treat. I'll get a little bit more into detail in a second, but real quickly, today is Wednesday, February the 4th in the year 2015 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A few quick announcements. ADHDfund.com is a crowdsourcing website to raise funds for small-scale ADHD research studies worldwide. They'll take $5, $10, probably a dollar. We need research, and this is a great site to get money to do things that we can't get funding from other places. So if you're part of the ADHD community, I encourage you to visit that. Also, the ADHD Coaches Organizational Conference is on for May the 3rd. You can find more information about that by going to ADHDcoaches.org. It's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona, May 1st through the 3rd. And if you want to be bored, actually not be bored, be stimulated, come on down. I'll actually be presenting on ADHD and boredom, which is going to be real, real exciting. Okay, that's all the announcements that we have for today. I got to tell you, this is a real special show for us tonight because this is the power of the Attention Talk Network. Greg Riccardi was, he'll just going to tell you his story in a little bit, but basically he wasn't getting anything done. He's got ADD, was diagnosed at age 34 and struggled just like everybody else with that type of diagnosis, and that diagnosis kind of explained a lot of things. But needless to say is he wasn't getting anything done, went out on the internet, was watching some our sister station, Attention Talk Video, a video on a body double and the power of it. And before you knew it, he was on social media making a post, which we'll talk about in the interview. Somebody chimed in within hours, and they're off to the races. That was, I think, 3 months ago. Since that point in time, we actually recorded the interview with Greg about how that all came about. I know I've referred three people to him, and he's got like, a little network going where you kind of call in. He gets you set up with a body double, works with yourself. They've got ground rules and stuff. It's exceptionally powerful. So today is a little bit about, not a little bit, it's about his story, this particular thing. And if you've got ADHD and you struggle, you work alone and you struggle, I think that you'll find this real powerful. So with that said, let's roll the tape, and we hope you enjoy the show. Welcome, everybody. We're here with Greg Riccardi. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
This is a thrill for me, Greg. This is such a unique opportunity, but at the same time, I couldn't have scripted it any better. For our listeners out there, Greg, our sister station, Attention Talk Video, is basically the same thing as Attention Talk Radio. We interview experts on a weekly basis on topics related to ADHD, only it's in a video format hosted on YouTube. And Greg was watching one of our interviews on that site on body doubles, and he reached out to me as a result of watching the video, which cascaded into a whole bunch of things and ultimately the show. And so before we get into some details, Greg, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a 45-year-old male and living in northern New Jersey. In terms of my background professionally, I would say it's a mix of video production, voiceovers, marketing. That's probably the and sales, actually, if there's a fourth one in there that I'm good at.
And you work predominantly out of the house by yourself?
Yes, I work for a company. It's a virtual company. I'm in sales, so we happen to sell call recording equipment, actually. So that's what I'm doing 9 to 5 out of my home office.
Okay. I want to underline it is a home office and you're by yourself, which is not uncommon in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, years ago, everybody went to an office, but more and more people are working remotely and virtually. And so when you saw the video, basically talking about a body double, what the notion is on that for our listeners is that's where somebody's with you, sometimes actually just keeping you company while you do something, like organizing, and other times they'll do it with you to a degree. And you had watched the video, Greg, and you had called me, and you were interested about this, and I remember you caught me just real kind of quickly between calls, and I said I'd get back to you, which I did about a day later. And between the time that you reached out and then, you went out on social media. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, I found out that I have adult ADHD. I found out about, I'm going to say 12 years ago at this point. And since then, like a lot of people, I'm sure, it explained a lot of the you know, challenges that I've had up until now. And I've always been intrigued with and searching different, you know, things or, you know, anything that can help me with it, right? So I learned about the concept of a body double, I'm going to say, let's say 5 years ago. And for me, it really, really helps. So like you just said, it's basically somebody who is just with you. They don't even have to be necessarily interacting with you that much, but just kind of in the room with you. And, you know, like I said, that's helped me get certain things done. I have no idea how it actually works from a, you know, psychological level, but it does work nonetheless. So recently, about, let's say a month ago, I was having trouble focusing and, you know, figured that maybe I could just reach out to someone and maybe we could do this virtually, right? So I'm in a group, an ADHD group. It's not necessarily a support group, but it's just a, you know, ADHD group on Facebook. And I simply posted, hey, you know, if there's anybody out there who would like to trade being a body double for each other, I'd love to give it a shot. So I received a comment, you know, I put the comment up there. I received a message back saying, hey, I'd love to try this with you. It sounds like exactly what I need as well. The gentleman's name is Tom. Now, I'm up here in New Jersey. He happens to be not too far away, probably, you know, 45 minutes to an hour away in New York, and we started doing it. So it's basically where we keep in touch with each other, and it's two or three times a day typically, and we're basically there to just support each other, even though we've never even met. And I have to say that it's just been going, you know, I can't describe how well it's going. And I'm not a doctor, I'm not a professional, but I really feel that from everything I've learned and read on ADHD, that this is something that I've never heard of before. And I'd love to, you know, it's why we're here right now, to share this, you know, with your listeners. And hopefully it'll help somebody, you know, down the road.
Yeah. So when you say that you're doing this, what you're basically on the telephone, and Tom is on the telephone at the same time, and both of you are at your desks. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So I would say it started off, that's what we wanted it to do, but and that is part of what we do. It's probably only now like 20% of what we do. It would be great if we could do it all the time, and but that's just not possible. He has a full-time job. I have a full-time job. And it's probably only once or twice a week that we're literally able to just be on the phone with each other and do our own work. It's the craziest thing. But we might be on the phone for an hour and a half, and I'll get all my paperwork done. He'll get his paperwork done. You know, all the things that, you know, are difficult to do on our own, we're able to just – it's insane.
Do you comment at all to each other, or is it just dead silence on both sides?
No, yeah, we're commenting. You still there? Yep, still here. Yep. You getting your stuff? Yep. You need anything? Yep. No. I mean, it's like I said, I mean, the most unique thing that I've ever even heard of, and it's great.
But
it's
I tell you, it's not uncommon. I've mentioned this on the show before, but Greg, people will come to me and they'll on procrastination is a common thing that I kind of coach on, and things that are repetitive, boring, and routine are typically difficult for those with ADD to tend to. And I can't my personal way is to say, give me, you know, a bunch of things that you procrastinate on. I look for what's in common. And there's other things mm-hmm. in addition to that. We've done a show on that. But when it comes to this one, I always say, okay, listen, so tell me about when you did something that was repetitive and boring. Like, when did you execute it? And invariably, it was a time when they did it with somebody else. And I always kind of illuminate
right.
and say, hey, listen, what I'm hearing is that you're never able to clean the garage by yourself, but you've done it three times in the company of some other people.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we go run an experiment? Because it seems like there's something about that environment. And I believe that people kind of bring a little bit of motivation, excitement, some stimulation, whatever you really want to call it, for those with ADD
mm-hmm.
to kind of get them over. And what you're saying is you know, basically, I don't know how it works, but when the two of you guys are connected on the phone, it's, uh-huh, this, that, you know, that's still there. That's enough. That's powerful enough. At least for you to accomplish many things that either you haven't been able to accomplish or you've struggled to accomplish on your own.
Yes, 1,000%.
Do you ever use Skype or anything like that? Is it or any other means?
You know, that is we're actually the answer is yes. It's not necessarily Skype per se, but you know we do have FaceTime with our phones, and
okay.
we have done that. A couple times as well, and that is as, you know, as effective, actually.
Now, this might be interactive, but when you originally, second time we talked, when you told me about this, you described the Facebook post out there. At the time, I
mm-hmm.
remember you saying, as you put something out, is anybody else not getting anything done before you invited somebody
right.
to do that? Is that a true story, or is that just something that you embellished after you had posted it?
No, you know what, I'm going to look it up while I'm on the computer right, you know, while we're talking right now, but that is pretty much what I did say. So again, I'm looking it up right now, but yeah, I basically said something to the effect of, hey, did anybody waste this afternoon as well? You know, let's help each other not waste any more afternoons. So that's what,
And that's the cool part of the success story is, you know, here you are, you hear about these things, you make a post out there, somebody kind of responds, and the next thing you know, you've got a structure together. Greg, I want to go to commercial break. When we come back,
sure.
I know that you guys have some protocols and some kind of ground rules that you've developed that I think would be really helpful for our listeners out there. If you're listening to this show and you've got any questions for Greg and you want to contact him, his email address is greg@greggricardi.com. And if you
mm-hmm.
put Greg, is that, did I get that right?
That's it. That's exactly
Excellent.
It. Yep, greg@greggricardi.com.
All right, everybody. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at AttentionTalkNetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We're here with Greg Riccardi, and we're in the middle of the telling of a great tale of how Greg found a body double that really helped him get some things accomplished. Before the break, we kind of talked about what kind of motivated Greg and how he kind of came about it. But Greg, when you're working with Tom in this situation, you guys have kind of put together some protocols. Can you, rules of the road, if you will, can you describe those and explain how they work?
Sure, sure. Well, we are, number one, I would say, very forgiving. That's probably the best word because, you know, with ADD and with the way our lives can sometimes be, sticking to one time every day just may not be possible. So for example, if we're supposed to meet on the phone at 9:30 or something, and worst case scenario, the other person just completely can't make it or doesn't call or anything like that, it's never a problem. It's never a judgmental situation. It's never a, you know, nothing is ever to make the other person feel bad in any way, because that's the worst thing for someone, at least the way I experience ADD, it's the worst thing for me. So if I'm ever judged, you know, it doesn't help, and I'm sure that you know, it's the same thing for other people. So that's one of the ground rules. We're always supportive. We're always encouraging, and just basically never judgmental is one of the biggest things. We've also discovered that there are things in terms of the way we see the world that, you know, we can help each other with on a regular basis. And what we've come to describe them as is something that we call verbal vitamins. So if I have a situation at work, or Tom has a situation at home, or something that happens on a regular basis that we already know that we're prone to have challenges with, and there are statements that we can remind ourselves and remind each other of, you know, that are helpful, then that's what we're always on the ready with delivering to the other. So, you know, these are statements that are like, you know, they're just basically helpful statements to remind us of, you know, who we are. I think with people with ADD, at least again, in the way I experience it, is that we don't have good memories. We don't have, you know, good memory. And one of the worst things is that one of the worst things that we forget is, or are, the good things about us and the good things that we've accomplished. So so one of the things that one of the protocols is that we will record, we'll write down what the other has accomplished in the last call and remind the other person that they did that yesterday or whatever.
Okay.
So what that does is it motivates us, and again, we might be two individuals that are, you know, this is only working for us, but my sense or my guess would be that, you know, this might help other people as well with ADD. But, you know, there was one thing, like, for example, my taxes. It took me literally 6 months to finally, something I was procrastinating on.
Yep.
And it was one of the first things that he and I got me to accomplish. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I actually got this done. And that's one of the things that he reminds me of, and like a, you know, like a ball rolling and gaining momentum, when he reminds me of that, I said, wait a second, I just accomplished that. That was the most difficult thing to do. Maybe doing this next thing I need to do won't be so hard, you know?
So an example might be, I mean, just to kind of just put a spotlight on this, a verbal vitamin might be, is one of them is to remind the other person what they accomplished last call. And when you get on, say, hey, remember, you got 50% of your taxes done last time, as a cue and inspiration to kind of remind it, because so often those ADD can go to a negative area, so that it gives you that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person is cued into that, which is really good. And I really want to emphasize this, Greg. You're coming on the show, and you said this might not help somebody. Here's the thing is, this show, we're not about telling you exactly how, because everybody's completely different out there. But
right.
The reason why I like that you giving these examples is this will help them think about what they should do. They might like the concept of verbal vitamins and kind of go to that, but they might not. They might not come in because everybody's kind of completely different. So just know that you're helping
right.
a lot of people by just kind of sharing this. And by the way, I love the, at least the label of a verbal vitamin, and the way that you guys are doing it is it's such a positive, reinforcing environment that that particularly when you're doing back and forth to each other can be,
mm-hmm.
to me, it's there's a lot of power to it. So
yeah.
What are some of the other protocols you guys have?
But let's say in terms of specific protocols, I mean, those will probably be the biggest two. We try to speak as often as possible, and we just don't, We don't want to make anything negative about this. So
yep.
if we try to speak three times a day, but we don't speak at all one day, it's okay. You know,
yep.
We're just there for each other. There's one thing that you know, I've been listening to online a lot of Dr. Russell Barkley.
Yep.
And I'm probably screwed up in terms of his credentials. I know he's a researcher. If he's an actual physician, I'm not sure. But you know, he is, you know, at least one of the leading minds on the topic.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know, what he says is that, you know, no different than a person who is in a wheelchair needing mm-hmm. a ramp to go
mm-hmm.
into a building. You know, you don't fault the person for that, you know, emotionally, or you don't judge that person for that. It's very simple. They need a ramp to get into the building. And what I think this system that's working for Tom and myself does for us is it fills in the blank, or, you know, is the remedy for this memory loss. You know, when you forget who you are,
mm-hmm.
that's hard to, you know, that's hard
yep.
to deal with, right? So, you know, there's so many, we all know, I mean, in the ADD environment that, you know, there's so many things that there's positives about ADD that we need to
yep.
really remind ourselves of. And that's basically what this is.
Yep.
So we're not, you know, so we're basically there for each other in the moment to get whatever
yep.
the other person needs to get done, and there's nothing wrong
yep.
with it. There's nothing wrong with it.
Greg, all the regular listeners of the show know I'm a big fan of Dr. Barker. We've had him on multiple times. And what I love about
awesome.
His stuff is he talks about ADD as a self-regulation issue, not a deficit of attention. In that construct,
right.
you can begin to understand there's things that those with ADD have a hard time engaging their attention in, but there's also other sides that they have a hard time stopping. It's almost like an alcoholic. Their issue is not drinking. It's not drinking. Or like a kid, the
mm-hmm.
issue is not paying attention to computer games, it's not. But one of your points is he talks a lot about, he uses the word scaffolding, and he'll do the references that, you know, if you have difficulty
mm-hmm.
with eyesight, you need a structure. That would be eyeglasses. Somebody who has diabetes needs insulin. Somebody with ADHD needs
right.
scaffolding around at point of performance to help them
yes.
regulate their attention. And what you're articulating here is this thing with Tom is scaffolding.
Exactly.
It's no functionally, it's really no different than another tool like eyeglasses or something like that, and you're finding it somewhat helpful because it's able to help you at the point of performance. And
exactly.
Dr. Buckley is, in my opinion, one of the world-renowned experts in this, in the sunset of his career, that spent a lot of time just kind of communicating this stuff out there. So, Greg, we need to go to another break. When we come back, everybody's been wanting to hear about, I'm sure they want to talk about, you know, productivity and what you've seen. So when we come back, I want to touch base on that. Anybody out there, if you want to get a hold of Greg, his email address is greg@greggricardi.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing? Get the wrong solution. Misunderstand attention, and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Greg Riccardi having a great conversation about body doubles. Greg, we've talked about how this kind of came about, protocols, how you guys work together. Tell us about what's the outcome here. Tell us about, is it helping productivity? What have you been? I mean, we talked earlier about getting your taxes done, but can you just speak on this a little bit?
Sure. Well, it is how it's helping us, or me more specifically. You know, Tom's not here to speak for himself, but I know he feels the same way. Is that similar to exactly what you just said in terms of what Russell Barkley advocates, which is helping at the point of performance? We basically will give each other what our goals are for the day, or for the next time period that we speak, and then we check in with each other. So I can be highly distracted, he can be highly distracted, and even if we're not literally distracted by something else that's consuming our attention, just sometimes in our own minds, I've joked in the past. Although it's not that much of a joking matter, but I'll say, like, I'm constantly dealing with this 9-piece band going on in my head at any given time. So how this is actually helping us from in a very practical standpoint is just the practice of being conscious and the practice of saying, something? I'm supposed to speak with Tom tonight at 9:30. He's going to ask me what I got done today, and I know that that's coming up. So it keeps us on track in terms of, as much as possible, or let's just say way more than not having this system. And that's what's enabling us to get these things done. It's a constant reminding companion. I mean, I would imagine coaching, you could speak more to this than I could, but coaching typically doesn't happen 3 times a day. It happens maybe once a week or twice a week. That's my assumption or my guess. But this is almost constant. And of course, there is the actual communicating points that we have during the day. But in between those communicating points, we can kind of be there as if the other person is there. You know what I mean? It helps in between because we kind of know, hey, it's almost like practicing. It's like, once you do something often enough, you develop the habit of reminding yourself that you have to get something done. So I hope that was clear in terms of, how it's helping specifically.
It's fascinating because on one side of it, when we were talking about you guys just literally be on the phone together, you're there just kind of checking in, not necessarily overseeing it, but just being kind of positive. That's, to me, just the company of somebody else. This is also just takes it to another level, and that's the mindfulness of it and keeping it top of mind and articulating it to somebody on a regular basis as a means to keep your focus on what your intentions are. And I definitely think that can be powerful. The Dr. Barkley, I always like to talk about, is when kids are small and they play, they talk out loud when they play. As we grow older, that verbal conversation out loud becomes privatized, as he says. It moves into their head. It's self-talk. I mean, it's the researchers, and we'll go into the details, but it's a real thing. And often with those with ADHD, we want to externalize it. We want to get them talking out loud about what's going on and to verbalize to an accountability partner or body double that these are your goals for the day and it's what's going on. They make them more real. They hold them much more top of mind, which I think is really goes back to the self-regulation. It keeps your intentions and stuff top of mind for you to retain those focus to move forward. So let me ask you this, Greg. How much are you getting accomplished?
Well, I don't want to like overstate this because I'm on a radio show right now. I mean, we've said to each other so many times. It's only been a month. In fact, I actually emailed you. I found the post on Facebook, and I actually emailed it to you. And that was November 30th. That's almost, you know, pretty much exactly a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And again, we have gotten so much more done on a regular basis, and we've been feeling good about getting this stuff done. I just can't, you know, it's only a short period of time. It's only a month, but we're already talking about how can we bring this to other people? How can we maybe set up some kind of platform where, you know, at any given time, if somebody wants to have a body double, all they have to do is go to an app or go on Facebook or a group or something where someone is there almost immediately for them and, you know, develop something like that. But I mean, in terms of getting stuff done,
it was funny because when you first called me and you talked about you need to do that, and you're like, I'm not looking for a coach. It was funny because I remember either that one or when I called you back that I thought that a marketplace, like a place that you go where people kind of gather to find body doubles would be fantastic. I do think that some of it's personality-based, so that it's a great concept, but some people will work better for you than others. But the point really is that there's really no place that I come, and I thought that this would be a great resource. And I have to tell you, if things come together for you, Greg, get back in contact with me because I'd like to promote it because I do think it can do a lot for a lot of people. And so far, how much has it cost you?
It's zero. Zero. You know, it's just basically, you know, it's finding someone who will keep you accountable to your own goals and you know, you doing the same for them. That's basically what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, there's no cost to it. Yeah.
Touche. Before we wrap this up, any final thoughts, comments, or anything that you want to share?
Well, one thing I remind myself a lot of, and you know, hopefully this will help somebody, but maybe I'm just projecting. This is just something that'll help me. It's to know that, you know, you're not alone, and a lot of other people, way more than you know, are going through the same exact stuff that you are. And again, that helps me all the time. And you know, that's my parting thought, if that helps anybody else, you know, and the follow-up to that would be get someone to help you.
Touche. So with that, Greg, thank you so much for coming on the show. Everybody, if you want to get in contact with him, it's Greg at gregricardi.com. Again, Greg, thanks so much.
You too, Jeff. Take care.
Everybody, hope you enjoy this. Catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.